This is True Boss Talk Podcast, the podcast for the people.
Jumped in his car, tried to hit Prince. You can see Prince up in the air down there on the hood of the car. They speeding up this way, right here towards me. And I'm trying to get back. They in the car with, you see them in the car with guns. That's when I, boom, 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 right here.
So you shot at them?
Yeah, they're about to shoot me. After they already shot somebody and they stole the car.
You have a permit for that gun that you shot?
I don't have a permit. I'm not a convicted felon.
Oh, I got you. You know what I'm saying? A permit to carry a gun.
To carry concealed,
yeah,
not open carry. I wasn't carrying concealed.
You cannot open carry.
You can return fire at somebody.
You can return fire. No, I'm just letting you know how the law works.
Where did that sound like you? It sounds like you're trying to incriminate.
Oh man,
ask me, do you know you committed a crime? You're not committed.
No, listen, I'm asking you a question.
I'm not sure, but I don't have a permit. You know what I'm saying? I got the right to defend my life, nigga.
That car's registered under your name?
No. The when I fired, the car was speeding towards me after just having somebody up on top of me, and after just shooting somebody who I think on the ground, they see on the ground. He moved Prince up in the air. They tried to hit him. He just jumped up on top of the motherfucker. Everybody had to see him shoot him. The whole fucking restaurant. They shot him in front of people. People eating steaks. This boom. He was right there with me. She came and got me.
What kind of gun you have? What is it?
40. Glock 23.
Do you like going to a shooting range?
Do I know how to shoot?
You have training on it, right?
Yeah, I know how to shoot.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, there's some shit going on. Boom, 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 into the crowd. I don't do shit like
gotcha.
That. Hell, up the gun tissue until I had no choice.
You use both hands?
Both hands. Oh. I said, this ain't no fucking action movie. Who fired shots out of this gun? I did. I'm an artist, not an artist. Like, I can't draw.
They're giving me the rapper treatment.
The rapper treatment?
Deserves to see you shine.
True Boss Talk, realest podcast you ever going to hear in your life. I'm your host, True Hefe. Let's go. Yeah, man. You get to really see, you know what I'm saying, how much money, the power of your money. You know what I mean? When you're in them interrogation rooms and shit. Nigga be worth millions. Nigga, they don't give two fucks. You feel me? This interrogation went on for probably quite some time. You know, I didn't want to, you know, play the whole thing. I really wanted to, you know, just get into breaking it down and, you know. Motherfuckers think this shit's all entertainment and shit. It's not. You're a fucking rapper, dude. You're not even a felon. You feel me? Like, I be mad. Like, y'all need to understand. Like, I'm a felon, you feel me? So I get caught with any weapon, that's six at least. When motherfuckers ain't a fun, they get the, you know what I'm saying? Everybody holding, everybody strapped up. Don't get me wrong. I'm always in a situation where I'm defended well. But when I hear motherfuckers like the baby don't got no record, and them niggas all strapped up, busting off everywhere. That shit be kind of making me mad. Cause I be like, man, why the fuck I can't just, you know what I mean? Have my shit like that. Word up. Plus real niggas, we don't even be just throwing all that extra shit with it. You feel me? Like, our shit is for extreme situations. And it's just probably time for the baby to chill the fuck out, my nigga. Like, you getting that money. Niggas, it's already shown, man. That shit don't mean you invincible. There's plenty of niggas with money got their head tick off. You getting that money if you're a good businessman. Just get to the bag. Leave that street shit or that other shit alone. Because niggas who really do that shit, you feel me? And I ain't saying he don't, but make your mind up. Make your mind up, because you damn sure ain't going to be doing both. Niggas ain't trying to hear that. And like you said, them niggas came in the restaurant, aired that bitch out. Real niggas that's on that type of time, that's what they do. They ain't gonna play. They ain't got nothing to lose. You know? So, what I hope, man, these young kid rappers, man, don't believe the hype, you know? Think, yo, I see motherfuckers respect this nigga like that. I want that same. So I'm about to start popping off on innocent people and soft motherfuckers to get a rap just to get the respect. You ain't gotta go about it all that way. Word up. If you're a real solid motherfucker like myself, motherfuckers gonna respect you anyway, no matter where you from. You know? So, hope dude learn from this shit, man. I'm a type of nigga, I try to stay far distance from any police force, FBI, any of that shit. I don't even want y'all niggas to know my motherfucking names. I know niggas used to, no bullshit, cops used to run down on niggas. Niggas to pull their dicks out, piss on the floor and shit on them, you know what I mean, in front of them. Spit on them type shit. Trying to disrespect them. I used to just look. I ain't trying to create enemies. Then one day you trying to make a run. They pull you over, find the drugs in the car, you go down. You just making enemies. You feel me? They go one way, I'm going the other way. I don't even want them niggas to know my name. What y'all think about this shit, man? Think the baby gonna keep doing the baby type shit? Or this shit gonna wake him up? Cause he definitely was uncomfortable in that motherfucker, I tell you that. I tell you that. That nigga wasn't just... He wasn't dancing on stage, baby. It's true boss talk. True Hefe, realest hopes you ever gonna hear in your life. Make sure you listen to every episode. Got a new series coming out too, edition called Boss Levels. We working on episode real soon. It was my man Levels. He was on already on featured on two episodes of True Boss Talk already, and now we kind of got together. Come up with a new edition called Boss Levels, and we're going to be breaking down the latest news in the world of entertainment, music, sports, you know, bringing great content, you know. It's the True Boss Salute. Hope you have a good day, rest of your day. You know what we doing, man. We just going to keep turning up, 100.
Me, your greatest creation. Bringing you what you've always wanted. Power beyond your wildest dreams. And it's only the beginning.